Say amen.
Amen.
Good morning, church.
Good morning.
Please allow me to do something very silly. I'm going to ask you to always say amen. And so when I ask you to say amen, you please respond. Don't get weary. I'm happy to be with you this morning, traveling thousands of miles across the Atlantic Ocean to attend a general conference and also to visit my brothers and sisters in this part of the world. The people called United Methodist in Sierra Leone sends our greetings to you in America, and in particular, the Campbell United Methodist Church. Amen?
Amen.
They love you as I love you too. I'm happy. I am before the presence of God. When you were singing this hymn, and I heard a choir. Choir, I might say, thank you for singing like a Sierra Leonean. You were in place. This song reminds us to always say thank you to God. Even when we do not have anything to eat, or we do not have money to take care of our basic needs, we always tell God Almighty, thank you for the breath. Thank you for the next day. Today, I wish I was home to join my brothers and sisters to celebrate this day. And so I want to join my brothers and sisters in America to say Happy Mother's Day. It means a lot to us. I don't know what about you, but we know what our mothers can do and what they have been doing for us. They work very hard to get us where we are today. So to our mothers, our African mothers in America, who probably might have forgotten where they have come from, I say Happy Mother's Day to you too. There is a need for this theme that we have today, that they may all be one. We had a wonderful experience in Florida. Florida 2012 is an experience we'll never forget as folks from Africa. We saw each other tearing apart the differences as to who they are or who am I. I saw our brothers and sisters called Methodists struggling to divide the church because of ideology or because who they want to be. So my brothers and sisters, in the words of Paul, I appeal to you in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ that all of you agree with one another so that there may be no divisions among you and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought. Let the words of my mouth and meditations of my heart be acceptable to you, O Lord. In your name we pray. Amen. My brothers and sisters, we lived in a world that is full of divisions. Male or female, rich or poor, gay or straight, Christian or Muslim, conservative or liberal, educated or uneducated, young or old, heaven, that's America, heaven or earth, divine or human, sinner or saved. We could go on and on listing the boundaries that we encounter all too often established by us or promoted by us. We live in a world where we see each other different from us, where we think that our values are better than others, where we see ourselves, you are there and I'm here, where we become so individualistic, and where we see ourselves that our cultures are better than your cultures, where we think you do not look like me and I do not look like you. A friend of mine told me that the worst and the good day to know about segregation is Sunday morning. You go to church, that's where you know that there is a division. Why should we spend our time? I saw my brothers and sisters tearing each other apart of one issue, because I am different from you and you are different from me. We cannot make the church and the world a better place. Amen, church? The world is not better because of you and because of me. And so on the night he was betrayed, Jesus prayed for all of those who would put their trust in him. In his prayer, Jesus said, Father, I pray that they all may be one as you and I are one. Just as you are in me, I am in you. May they also be in us. Amen? Jesus wanted all his followers to be one. Why are we divided? We may be different in the way we look, or we may speak different languages. We may have different customs and traditions. But if we put our trust in Jesus Christ, he wants us to be one in him, just as he is with the Father. We must put aside our differences and be united in him so that the world may know his love. If Jesus is praying for this, why, Jim, why do we want to be divided? It is not only here, it's all over the world. Jesus Christ is calling us, calling a gay or lesbian, calling you straight, calling you white folks and black folks to come together and be one so that the world may know him and know his love. Why do we hate each other? Why do we want to divide the world that God has made, created so good, so lovely? Look, let me tell you, I want to believe this, that when we all get to heaven on that day, my Jesus that I know him very well because I see him every day. I experience him every day in my dusty land, and where you think there is poverty, yet I experience and my brothers and sisters experience Jesus, the love and care. But yet we are divided. Even here, Yesterday, I attended a party, a wedding party, and I was sitting there. I saw my fellow African brothers and sisters struggling as to what they want to say in terms of unity. I heard Pastor Bunema, I heard a sister say that we have a church here, and this is the only African church here, and the church is the only best church that we have here. And I almost wanted to say, you lie. There is another church called Campbell United Methodist Church. But you see, that's how we start the division within a community. Probably he doesn't heal or prophesy because everybody that was at the party, including my brother Tamba, they were all prophets. They were introducing everybody as prophets. Then I said, but who am I? Well, thank God that I am a pastor. Church, this world needs you called Christians. They need your love. But they need to see you together. It doesn't matter. Why do we want to get divided because of ideology, because of sexuality, and because of race? So why are we called ourselves Christians? I want you to think about this. Jesus is praying for our oneness. And our oneness will definitely eliminate our differences. Amen? Love is the only thing that will surely and can overcome division. Over and over, Jesus tells us that love God, love your neighbor, love yourself, love your enemy. Our love for God, neighbor, serve, enemy, reveals our oneness and the measure of our oneness. Our God-likeness is love. In love, there may be differences, but there is no division. Amen? God's love knows no boundaries, no words of segregation. Not me and you, us and they, but we. We are one. Friends, to make this world a better place, to make Afghanistan a better place, to make Liberia or Sierra Leone a better place, we must have love. You know, you do very well. You do very well to send us things. We receive gifts from America for classroom operation. I don't know if you ever heard of Operation Classroom. You help us a whole. That's fine. But you know what? We need more than it. Material things you give us. We need your love and prayers. Amen? I have often told my colleagues back home, my church, that we have a habit. You know what I would do? Jim, I will use these shoes, and after I have bought the new shoes, I take these shoes, these old shoes, and give it to somebody else. I said, look, you know, neighbor, I love you. This is what I have for you. But I said, why don't you give him or her the new one? Why give the secondhand one? That's not love. I know Pastor Bunema and other Africans here will be saying, well, that's what we have. You have more than that. Give us the best. Amen? Come on, church, talk to me. Give us the best. Amen? Amen. Are you divided? Campbell, United Methodist Church, are you divided? No. Well, if you are not, then you have to show to me then. You have to be happy. The love of God sustains us. He holds us. He bound us together. And Jesus is praying. Jesus was praying as if to say he is here today. Because we see the differences. We see where we say, you are not a believer. You are a sinner. I am righteous and I'm a believer. So we don't and we can be one. Let me tell you this. On the day when we voted, there were so many issues that we voted for at our general conference. But the day when this petition on sexuality was defeated, we saw people in pain, and there were other Christians in joy. No, the church should not be that way. The church should be one. My pain is your pain. My business is your business. My joy, happiness must be yours. It should be mine. We are all one. In spite of the languages we speak, in spite of the different races of soul, we are all one. Far too long we have dealt with each other through the different words or different boundaries, differences and divisions. You can see what happened. You need to look at the world through the newspapers or through our news and televisions. You see what is happening in Syria, what is happening in Sudan. When we deal with others through our divisions, divisions we label, do violence, there is no oneness in that. A long time ago, a story is told of a little child in Kenya. This little child was walking through the very tall grass. We have some grasses in Africa, very high, and you can go in there and nobody will see you. And this little girl was passing through there, and then she got missing. She could not be found. The town or the community, the village, searched all day, but could not find the little girl. The next day, somebody said, I think you need to try that in America. Somebody said, you know what? Let us hold hands and walk through the grass together. And so they held hands. Come on, man. Jim, come on. They held hands together and they walked through the grass. You see what happened? Walking together, holding hands together, they would be able to see. They walked together, and indeed, they found the little girl. But it was late. She was dead. Because the place was very cold. Take a seat. What I'm saying is that if we hold hands together, we will be united, and we will solve problems of the world together. I want you to learn that today. And when you hold hands, you'll be holding the hands of Jesus Christ. Amen. We can hold hands together and walk. And walk 6, 7, 8 miles, son. We will be able to see together and see what is missing. And what is missing in our society today is love. The mother of that little girl cried, if only we have held hands sooner, it would have been better for my daughter. Unity is not easy. Most of us have never learned how to disagree in love. But Jesus prayed this morning, in this hour, as a good model that we may all be one. I pray that we we always demonstrate our togetherness through love. And unity, oneness, and love must start with the church. It must start with you. We have to pull together. And we have to keep on walking together, climbing together, holding hands together, no matter where we are. No matter what our ideologies are, no matter who you are, whether you're a Republican or whether you're a Democrat, whether you're gay or whether you're straight, whether you're African or whether you're American, we must hold hands together so that we can make this world a better place. God bless you. Amen. No, no, clap, clap, clap. We clap in Africa, clap. Don't be afraid, clap. God bless you.